in 1967, the Supreme Court famously decided a case of Loving versus Virginia, which struck down the prohibitions on interracial marriage. A few years after that decision, a gay couple in Minnesota filed a suit seeking a marriage license, challenging Minnesota's man-woman marriage rule as a violation of equal protection and due process. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled against them. They appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court. And then they summarily affirmed the Minnesota Supreme Court because they said there is not even a substantial federal question presented by this case. And that summary disposition of the case is binding precedent on the lower courts. And the lower courts ignored that decision in rendering their judgment, striking down state man-woman marriage laws. If the Supreme Court upholds the man-woman marriage laws from Ohio and Michigan and Kentucky and Tennessee that are pending there right now, then it's further proof that all of those lower court decisions were erroneous from the get-go. They kind of jumped the gun at their peril. I compare it to a business litigation fight over the validity of a patent. And if you win in the trial court, and then you start acting as if the patent's your own, even though you know the case is going to be appealed, and that judgment gets reversed, you've now taken significant steps in reliance on a judgment that was not final. Well, whose fault is that? It's yours.